This is David Mayo, and you're listening to Bobcat Radio on 89.9 KTSW.
There he was, ladies and gentlemen. David Mayo, former Bobcat, now NFL player, drafted.
Carolina Panther.
Carolina Panther. We'll keep you updated on that. Actually, we'll give you a full breakdown of all the Bobcats that were drafted and signed into the NFL over the weekend. But first, big series in Texas State baseball over the weekend as they traveled to Georgia State to take on the Panthers in a Sun Belt Conference matchup. And what do you know? Bobcats coming away with a win. Three games to one. The Bobcats didn't quite get the sweep there in Georgia, but able to come away with a series victory. Game one, the Bobcats' bats just exploded. A 12-2 win over Georgia State. 16 hits for the Bobcats. Tanner Hill and David Pius each had a home run. 3 hits for Hill and Geisler as well. 2 hits for McElroy, Hubert, Pius, and Targan. And there were 3 stolen bases in that game as well for the Bobcats. Bobcats swiping bases left and right. But poor Cedric Valeris got hit by a pitch twice in that game. I don't know what their problem was. They just didn't like him or something like that? Maybe not. But either way, 16 hits for the Bobcats amounts for 12 runs. Again, 12-2 win in game one. Lucas Humple gets the win. That moves him to 5-5 on the year. He went 7 1/3 innings, 7 hits, 1 earned run, 7 strikeouts, no walks. Solid outing there for Lucas Humple. Preseason Sun Belt Conference Pitcher of the Year. Nice to see him get back on track after being a little shaky in the past couple of starts. Game two, Bobcats would fall 5-10 in a loss to the Panthers. The Panthers this time got 16 hits. Scott Grist would take the loss in that one, moves him to 3-5 on the year. He only went 5 2/3 innings. He did give up 12 hits, 7 earned runs, 3 Ks, 1 walk. Got rocked a little bit in that one. Granger Studdard, however, did hit his 10th home run of the season in that one. That puts him in double digits, obviously. Tanner Hill hit another home run for his 7th on the year. But there were 7 Panthers with multiple hits. There were 2 errors by the Bobcats. Luke Shirley and Braden Pearson on the mound. Errors there ended up costing the Bobcats a little more than they were able to rebound from. But Game 3, the Bobcats would bounce back once again. 8-5 victory over the Panthers for the series-clinching win. Blake Witter came in relief, got the win. 4 innings pitched, 4 hits, just 1 earned run, 1 strikeout for the reliever. Now, the Bobcats, they were leading going into the 6-1, but Georgia State puts up 4 in the bottom of the 6 to kind of tie things back up, brings them back into contention in just one run, but the Bobcats able to hold on, tack a few more runs on towards the late innings and win that one there. 5 stolen bases for the Bobcats in this game. Again, swiping bases left and right. 8 stolen bases in this series altogether. Now, the Panthers did have 12 hits in this game, but 4 errors for the Panthers, and, I mean, there's just 1 error, yeah, you can recover from. 2, okay, it's fine. But 4 errors, there's just no way around that. It's going to end up costing you.
Mistake City. Just got to say, great job by Blake Whittier, because Tyler Giovanni sort of, like, coughed up that game in the 6th inning. That's when he entered the game. He gave up 3 earned runs, walked a guy, gave up 2 hits. So it was really important to see Blake Whittier come in. He's got an extended relieve ahead of him, and he just shut them down, preserved this game for the Bobcats, and preserved the lead. Shout out to him.
Yeah, I agree. He's been one of the more reliable relievers. Again, been up and down a couple of times here and there. The whole bullpen, obviously, we've talked about it before on Bobcat Radio, being not necessarily a weakness, but one of the weaker joints in the chain of the Bobcats team, so to speak. But, again, comes in, does a long relief. Great to see him there. Now he's got a couple of days off as well. Mason, what do you think? I mean, good for the Bobcats to win, you know, a Sun Belt Conference series and climb those rankings. But even better, the bats came alive. I mean, 16 hits in one of those games, 12 hits in the other game as well for the Cats.
No, absolutely. I think that it's a little discouraging even after having a huge series like that we're still, you know, 20-26-1. That's a little bit of a discouraging record. But, you know, if you're looking at, like, a second half of the season MVP, I'm looking at Granger Studdard and the way that he has just had such consistent production as far as, you know, just knocking the ball out of the park. You know, this is just a guy that you can depend on night in and night out to give you production in that area. And it's just a huge thing for this team. You know, obviously, Blake Witter, you know, he, in that pitching, in the clinching game, that was huge for us. You know, it's nice to win this series, but, you know, it's, like I said before, it's a little discouraging to see the 20-26-1 record. I feel like, you know, next season, I feel like we're definitely, like, hitting our stride, and I feel like it's going to be better for us next season. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, you can take a look at the Sun Belt Conference right now. Again, the Bobcats, as you said, 20-26-1, 12-12 in the conference. Again, a little bit up and down, started hot. kind of tailed off towards the end there. Bobcats still sitting at sixth in the conference right now, so still hanging on to a spot in the Sun Belt Championships, which are coming up the 20th through the 24th in Troy, Alabama. So a little bit longer season for the Bobcat baseball team than rather than softball as well. But yeah, I thought, there was a little bit of adversity we saw in some of these games. Again, 16 hits in that game. Obviously, you're not, in game two, you're not going to be able to come back from that, when your pitching stack gives something like that. But, last night, the Bobcats, had that big lead, and then it'd be easy to get down on yourself. Again, when Giovinoni comes in, he gives up some of those runs. They draw back to within one. Obviously, momentum is going, the Panthers' way in their own home, baseball park as well. But the Bobcats shut it back down. They put some more runs on the board and come away with a big series victory. Again, Georgia State, 14-8 in conference right now. So, again, the Bobcats stealing two wins from the second-ranked team in the Sun Belt Conference. So, nice to see them step up their level of play versus a team that's one of the best in the Sun Belt Conference and potentially to be able to see them again down the road in the Sun Belt Championships. Now, we did mention it coming up tomorrow. They will travel once again for their final non-conference game this year, and of course it's going to be against none other than those Longhorns of Texas as we travel right up to 35. Bill Colhane and myself will be on the call. You can catch it right here on KTSW. Again, it's been 21 in a row for the Bobcats, and I was looking over the notes last night, and I thought about, finding numbers and batting stats and averages and seeing everything like that, and I don't want to go into that. What I want the Bobcats to do, it's kind of a stressful time for the Bobcats. You've got finals going on right now. You're wrapping up towards the end of the season. You've got to go play this team that you've lost 21 straight in a row. Guys, if you're listening right now, just go out and have some fun and play some baseball. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about going in and having to get the monkey off your back and having to break the streak or anything like that. Go out, have fun, play a game that you've been playing your entire lives and love to play, and hopefully you come away with a victory there. Don't worry about the pressure, the stats, and everything like that.
I gotta say, I completely agree with you. You're right, it is a stressful time, and it's just so weird getting a non-conference opponent thrown at you on the road midweek when you're, looking to wrap up your schedule and get on with the Sun Belt Conference tournament. But yeah, I completely agree. Forget the fact that you've lost 22 in a row to this team. In fact, most of these guys probably have only lost 7 or 8 in a row because they haven't been on the team for that long. So they should just forget that stat. Forget that they have to, thankfully they only have to travel about 30 minutes up the road to play Austin. They just need to relax, play the game. Remember, they almost beat them the first time they met this year. Late comeback for the Longhorns allowed them to win. The second matchup, they stuck in there. They held on, managed to score some runs, just wasn't enough. This time around, with the Sun Belt Conference beckoning, they just need to pick up a big win here. And they just need to forget about the history.
Stay loose, stay competitive for sure. This is a, a Bobcat team that gave Texas A&M a run for their money. This is, when we're loose and when we're relaxed and when we're confident, this is a baseball team that can, beat a lot of different, this is a special team that we have here. I'm not going to go on record and say I know that we'll beat Texas or anything like that, but I'll say that we can make it competitive and we can make it interesting. That's just what I think.
Yeah, if you want to go way back to the beginning of the year, y'all remember number 3 Houston coming into town, San Marcos, thinking they were going to get away with one here, and what happened then?
Well,
I don't think so, ladies and gentlemen. Bobcats took them down. And yeah, I was actually going to bring up that A&M game as well. That was a fantastic game. It went into extra innings against a top 5 team in the nation again.
Absolutely.
Texas is not a top 5 team, ladies and gentlemen. I know they've got some talent on their squad, but they're 24-24 on the year. It's not like this is another spectacular Augie Garrido team. They're coming off back-to-back losses versus Texas Tech, and they've got Baylor after they play us. So, maybe we can get one in there and steal one from Austin tonight. But, yeah, either way, don't let it get you guys. Let's go in there. Let's play some ball like we know you can do. And if you come away with a win, that's fantastic. If not, we've got some Sunbelt stuff, Sunbelt conference games coming up a little bit later in the week and next week as well. Actually, final two home series are Sunbelt conference games. They're playing Arkansas State and UTA. And now Arkansas State is 7-19. In the conference right now. Again, that's who we're playing later this week. And they're last in the Sun Belt Conference. So, again, it looks like the Bobcats may have a shot to get a couple of wins there, if not a sweep as well. And then UTA sitting at 11-13 on the year in the conference. That's the team I'm looking at right now because they're sitting right behind Texas State in the standings of the Sun Belt Conference. So when it comes to seeding and where you your first-round matchups in the Sun Belt Conference tournament, that could be a little iffy there. But either way, I think both of these last home conference games are, or home conference series, excuse me, are winnable. Six games, I think we can get away with at least five wins in these last six games.
I think that's definitely the target that you want to set, is five games. The key series will be against Arkansas State, so you can try to get some distance between yourself and UTA, so you're not just a game ahead of them. Interestingly enough, the UTA series, it actually starts on Thursday, May 14th. So if you're coming into Bobcat Stadium on Friday, you'll be seeing Game 2, not Game 1. So just beware. That series starts Thursday, then goes Friday, and then Saturday for an afternoon game. But yeah, I definitely think it's important. Five games is a great target. I'll settle for four if that's what it comes to. Just win against Arkansas State first so you don't have pressure on yourself to beat UT Arlington to try and stay ahead of them in the standings.
I agree. All right, guys, let's do a little softball action. Had a big softball matchup over the weekend as well, as softball was playing the UTA Mavericks again, a Sunbelt Conference series here, and break out the brooms, ladies and gentlemen, a sweep for the Bobcats in this one versus UTA softball, which was actually their last games of the year. Softball finishes at 32-20 on the year, 14-6 in the Sunbelt Conference. That's good enough for third place in the Sunbelt Conference right now. To break down a little bit of the games, Game 1, a big win. In six innings, the Bobcats took the Mavericks down 11-0. Randy Rupp goes all six innings, gives up two hits, six strikeouts to get the win in that one. Home runs from Errol Ortiz and Lexi Fryer in that one. Two hits for four Bobcats, Errol Ortiz, Courtney Harris, Taylor Webb and Lexi Fryer as well. Again, four Bobcats got hit by a pitch in this game. What is going on? Valeris gets hit with two in the baseball game, and four Bobcats now hitting Game 1 of this series.
We're getting beaned.
I don't like it, man. Are they just getting mad at us for beating them all the time?
I guess so.
Game 2 was a little bit tighter, a 2-0 victory for the Bobcats. Again, Randy Rupp getting the victory in that one. She goes all seven innings, gives up six hits, seven strikeouts, one walk in that one. Again, Courtney Harris showing her senior leadership, two hits for her in that game. Now, the Mavericks did out-hit the Bobcats 6-4 in this one, but two errors by the Mavericks kind of cost them a win in that one. And then back in Game 3, the Bobcats would explode offensively once again, 11-2 victory over the Mavericks. That one only went six innings as well. Randy Rupp comes in. She gets the win, four innings, two hits, two runs, two strikeouts, one walk. Kaylee Garner came in, looked good in relief appearance. She pitched two innings, one hit, one strikeout. She also got the save in there as well. But the pride and joy of this game was none other than the freshman phenom, Ariel Ortiz. She went 3-for-4, of course, three hits, three runs, five RBIs, two home runs in this game. Thought to herself, one's not good enough, let's put another one on the board. 13 hits for the Bobcats in Game 3, again, 11-2 victory. All in all, 24 runs scored over the weekend for the Bobcats, only two for the Mavericks, breaking out the brooms there and sweeping things away. And all in all, just a fantastic season for the Bobcats. Again, just a very young team, not a whole lot of senior leadership, a couple of new coaches on the team as well. They had to adjust as the season goes along. But again, the Bobcats do finish at third place in the Sunbelt Conference Tournament, which is coming up a little bit later this week. Starts on Wednesday, May 6th through the 9th, right here in San Marcos, Texas.
Yeah.
Go on out there and check out the Bobcat Ballpark to check out your Bobcats. Of course, we'll broadcast it for you right here on KTSW if you're not able to make it out to the ballpark. But again, Texas State, the number 3 seed, they'll play the winner of Game 2, which is Louisiana Monroe versus UT Arlington. So a possibility, if UT Arlington gets by UL Monroe in the first game, we could see UTA once more right again. And, you know, maybe UTA thinks that that's good for them to see the Bobcats so quickly. But, again, you just saw us over three games, and you saw we put 24 runs up on
you.
Yeah. So I have no problem with UTA coming in to play the Bobcats again in that second round.
And you saw Randy Rupp, who gave up two runs in three games and had a multitude of strikeouts. I don't think it's a good matchup for UTA. They can have it if they want it. Go ahead and beat UL Monroe. Are UTA the better or worst seed out of that matchup?
UTA is the worst seed. UL Monroe is the 6, and UTA is the 7.
Yeah, so if you want to go ahead and take care of the tougher competition, that's fine. Randy Rupp, I'm sure she'll be eager to face you guys again. She had a lot of success against you this past weekend. And it's just phenomenal to me that she can go out Game 1 on a Saturday, pitch a shutout, strike out 6, come back a couple hours later and just do the exact same thing. Oh, you guys want to hit? Sorry, just going to keep striking you out. Oh, you guys want to get on base? Well, I don't walk batters. I don't hit people with pitches either. I'm just going to strike you out. If you beat me, fair enough, you beat me. But if not, I'm just going to have some really, really nice numbers at the end of this game.
Well, I don't know if we're looking at, you know, necessarily an offensive powerhouse of a team with the Bobcats, but, you know, this is a team that can hang 10-plus runs on any team any given night. And so if we end up facing UT Arlington, I'm going to go on record and say that I'm not worried about that. You know, I feel like that's definitely a manageable thing for us. And, you know, newcomer of the year, Ariel Ortiz or Randy Rupp, I'm really not sure. Like, the jury for me is still out on that. I'm really excited about both of these two, both these two players and, you know, their future at this school. But as far as, you know, this Sun Belt Conference championship bracket, I feel like, you know, I really like our chances.
Yeah, a couple of numbers for you brought that up, newcomer of the year or freshman of the year, whatever you want to look at it as. Ariel Ortiz hit 365 on the year. She had 44 runs, 12 home runs, 43 RBIs, 30 walks. Again, this is just a freshman, ladies and gentlemen. Again, named to the top 25 national freshman of the year. I will keep you updated on that as it goes on as well. And then Randy, you're up the freshman as well, finishes her season with 242 and a third innings pitched. 24-13 on the year. Again, 24 wins. Fantastic there. 272 ERA, 284 strikeouts, 65 walks for Randy Rupp. She's eighth in the nation in strikeouts right now. Again, you can go with either one of those if you wanted to name a freshman of the year for the Bobcats. Now, I'll tell you what, just some regular season highlights for the Bobcats this year. You know, there was a series, that big series win over Texas Tech where we took two or three games from them. We had three times this year the Bobcats swept a series from their opponents. 59 home runs for the Bobcat softball team, which is good enough to tie the all-time record. Ties the all-time record.
They got three this weekend. They needed four.
That's true. Ariel Ortiz was doing all she could, hitting two in a game there. So they tied the single-season record. Again, I don't think the postseason counts, obviously, but so close. Oh, so close. And then five players this year hit over 300. Three hit double-digit home runs as well. Again, just a fantastic, fantastic showing for Coach Woodard and her Bobcat softball team over the course of the year. Again, finishing 32-20 on the season. 14-6 in the conference. That's good enough for third in the Sun Belt. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and we'll take our break right now. When we come back and got a couple more thoughts on the softball team, and then we'll get into that whole NFL draft thing and, you know, Bobcats being taken in the third round, the fifth round, signing undrafted free agent contracts and all this sorts of good stuff. Just a fantastic, fantastic weekend for to be a Bobcat sports fan. Now, Matt, when I was coming in, you know, it felt good outside. It was like 70 degrees, but it's a little overcast outside. Is it going to stay that way?
Is
the sun coming out
at
all?
It appears it's going to stay mostly cloudy throughout the afternoon and evening. Temperatures are hovering in the mid to upper 70s. We might peak at 80 at some point this afternoon. It doesn't look that way. We're being warned. Thunderstorms are possible today after 3:45.
I'll be taking a nap by then anyway. So
definitely.
It'll be
So it looks like it's going to be a cloudy day today. Temperatures pretty mild. It's going to be humid, though. So, you know, those girls, you need to tie up your hair or something.
Yeah,
it's a bit crazy.
Bad day to wear two shirts, I guess.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, we will be right back. Break down the national sports, break down the NFL draft, and all the Bobcats are taken. So keep it tuned in to KTSW 89.9. This is Bobcat Radio.